A recent online post has shocked readers as a 26-year-old man said that his mother still helps him to wash his underwear today. The young man explained that he wanted to do it himself, but his mother simply could not stand dirty laundry undone. Okay, so let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Is it common that Chinese parents are just helping out or sort of intruding on their grown-up kids' personal lives?
Yeah, I think this story is only a lead that directs us to the life of many retired parents in China. So I got a busy schedule of a retired parent I interviewed by a reporter from Modern Express, a newspaper. I have to say, her schedule is even more busier than me. Yeah, and okay, for this lady, she needs to get up at 6:30 a.m. and go to the market to buy some meat and some veggies, and then go back home with the breakfast for her son, daughter-in-law, and just a small baby, and wash the dishes at 8, and as her grandson is going to get up, and then take the grandson to the kindergarten at 9 o'clock. Then, at 9:30, start to prepare the lunch. And after having the lunch at 11 o'clock and get a short nap, the granny will have to wash the clothes, mop the floor, and do other housework at 1 p.m. And after that, just 2 hours later, she needs to start preparing the dinner for the whole family. And then maybe after all her family members get off from the work, they will have the dinner. And after the dinner, she needs to take the grandson to a nearby park to play. And then come back home, take a shower, and prepare to go to bed. This is her whole day.
Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a retired person's schedule
to me. It's pretty intensive schedule, I have to say.
But, you know, I was looking at this, and I don't think parents in the U.S. are like this. Maybe are just mine. Okay, Mom, you listening? So looking at this, you know, I think definitely there's just a difference in a closeness that maybe is a part of a Chinese family more so than maybe your typical, American family. As we are, I think, a very independent group of people, but often you find out that, maybe like it's very common in certain circumstances till in your early 20s or even more so, still living with your parents and these kind of things, right? So in which case, Is this something that is necessarily unheard of or weird, Hyang? What do you think?
Well, certainly. I'm sorry, but I really got caught up with the lead story.
Yes.
And that part would be very strange, I think, for most Chinese families. But the part that we find so familiar and often it gives us almost a cozy feeling is that when your parents are trying to help you out in so many ways, and housework is certainly one of the first things they will help you out with. But with this very busy schedule that Huang Shan just cited for us, I feel kind of sad for the elderly that's involved, because it sounds like after retirement, he or she has taken up another full-time job. I remember in one of the previous shows, I said that in my eyes, the most undervalued currency is being a stay-at-home mom, because you do so much, but the value of that doesn't always seem to be recognized. And now I want to change that line and say that the most undervalued currency is being that retired parent that's helping out your grown-up kids, because I feel that this is even less appreciated. But you need to look at this with the lead story in mind. If someone is there that's caring so much about you, that's willing to do your dirty laundry all the time. And do you think that when kids still complain, is having the eating the cake and having it too? Where do you stand on all of this?
Oh, I think help you to do that kind of laundry is a little bit too much. I think The only possibility I can think of why those parents want to take too much care of their kids is because they already get retirement. They have nothing to do at home, and they're getting used to the busy life and during their work time. So they need to switch the focus. So where can they do? The only focus could be their children. So maybe that's the reason why they want to involve more into their children's life.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a mix of things. First of all, you know, I think we are young adults, but none of us have kids. So we don't know what life is like when you are responsible for another human life, and kids are astronomically expensive, as I understand. So you have all these different pressures that come to the forefront that we don't necessarily, us in this room, feel. But somebody who does have a kid feels all the time, right? And so in doing this, you know, you're maybe planning for this kid's college or his education. You're saving money for that. So you want to pinch pennies wherever you can in certain circumstances. And I think this is very nice of your parents to come help you. But, you know, I think we sit there and we pity this lady saying, oh, she's so busy and stuff like that. You know, I bet you... Many times we now, as people that are working, look at the grass on the other side of this river, the retired life, as being so green, so wonderful, so amazing. When actually I think sometimes too much of a good thing is a bad thing. You know, when you are only having free time and you feel this lack of a sense of purpose, no longer are you working to support your family, but you're just kind of maybe sitting around, or even if you were going to different vacations or different doing different things like that, eventually it's going to get kind of maybe tiring. You want to feel this sense of accomplishment, this rewarding feeling. And I'm sure this lady feels that every time she helps her family. And I think it also gives her a sense of feeling needed. I mean, we frame it like, oh, his mom's helping him, you know, the grandma here is doing the underwear, washing the underwear of this young man. Maybe she's just washing the clothes, you know. This guy's, I think younger generations of Chinese, and this is just my opinion, the new younger generation is more concerned with trying to become fiscally well set off, you know. So they're going out and many times making the money, trying to get as high up the corporate ladder so that they can better provide for their family. Whereas maybe that's where the dynamic of grandparents in Chinese families come in, is while this parent is giving so much to their work to one day give their kid a chance at a better college, to better provide certain things and luxuries that they didn't have. You know, the grandparents are trying to fill the gap of maybe the stay-at-home life for this kid and these kind of things. Whereas maybe with a couple, yeah, it sounds so great to maybe just not have the grandparents in your life, be super independent, but I guarantee it would be much harder to perform at work, to give as much as maybe these young professional Chinese people are giving with the help of their grandparents.
Yes, it's like grandparents are becoming the driver, the babysitter, the chef, and all amongst other things, and that's all tailor-made for you, your family. So that is a lot of dedication from the parents, the older parents' side, it seems.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily needed by this young man that the grandma here helps him. But I think this assistance allows him to do so much more, to maybe get in a higher position one day and then support his family in the long run. So it's not necessarily needed, but I think this complements maybe a good family life for the future, in that maybe this kid will have access because his dad was able to make better money because he had the time to spend more time at work to give his kids a leg up in education, which is a big deal here.
Yeah, it is. It is. And here, when you see the young man's response saying that, yes, I can wash my laundry, I can do that, but I need to do it over the weekend.
Yeah.
And my mom's not allowing me to do that pretty much. She's, you know, I love her. I'm adding a lot of speech here. But she's just not willing to sit aside and let the dirty laundry, you know, stay in the laundry basket.
Yeah.
So Do you think that there anybody's at fault here, or maybe there's just a difference in...
Every family has a different way of how they... Who gets to decide what's necessarily right and wrong? For me, though, on a personal level looking at this, I would never, you know, it would be tough to live with my mother-in-law or my wife live with my mom. I think that adds a little stress to the relationship, so that would be tough. I think a lot of Westerners feel that, and there's this independence, you know? You know, your parents don't necessarily want to be a burden on you in any ways. And I would never want them to feel like that, first and foremost, but there is this independent mentality that happens among families, I think, in the U.S. and the West in general. But then also, you know, I will say this, is I think it's very common, when a family's about ready to have a baby, like your mom will come and stay with you for X amount of months to make sure, you know, those crucial first months when you're learning how to be a parent, Western moms will be there to help you through every aspect. I remember, you know, my sister's thinking about maybe having a kid one day. And I remember my mom had told me that she was like, I was asking her what her plan is in, you know, in the near future. And she's like, well, you know, if your sister does decide to have a kid, I want to be able to, if she needs me there, to take off some time. So, you know, anything she needs, any help, you know, being a new parent's stressful, any way I can show them certain things I picked up from being a new parent, these kind of things. And I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds so sweet. Yeah. And that's actually universal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that sounds universal. You know, moms don't just learn how to be moms. Hopefully, you know, the moms of the moms pass down the mom stuff. And I said moms a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I love my mom. Yeah. And also, we can find some way to, like, show our gratitude to our parents, no matter if they're too much like overstep into our life. Like, we can arrange some trips for them and maybe find a square dance group for them to... also, now there are many like university for senior citizens, and maybe we can register some classes for them so they can use their time to develop their interests, their hobbies. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think honestly, we assume so much in this situation, but I think she might actually love her life. She gets to spend. My mom wanted to have another kid, and I think there's a part of her that she will never like want to burden us, tell us hurry up and have kids. But I think there's definitely a part of her where it's like, I cannot wait to have grandkids, to feel that feeling of being like a new mom again, to see a little baby look me in the face and know that somehow I'm connected to that baby as well. I think there's definitely like that part of my mom that would love to be around a newborn and to have this kind of feeling again. It's not necessarily, I think, such a pain, but more of like, being able to help your family, I think that's one of the most rewarding things in the world, rather than going to a company and helping the company get more profits. And instead of doing something like that, you're helping your family. And that's cool.
I think so, too. Certainly, there is that very comforting, rewarding aspect of all of this.
We love you, moms.
Yes, we do.
We do.
I love you, mom. Yes, I can't say that enough. And for those that are finding all of this a little bit difficult to handle, then I think at the root of it is that you're living under the same roof as mom and dad. And mom and dad will always be your parents, and no matter how old you are, they'll always see you as babies. So they want to help you out, and that is so sweet. But for those that are still not being grateful about this, I feel you need to be smacked in the bottom. But no, that's not what you should be. No, I'm not promoting corporal punishment. Yes, let's put this into perspective. And also, one thing to keep in mind is, I think we've established this is a lot of work for the elderly parents to do, and you know what, the new generation of elderly parents don't always not necessarily want to be tied down by the mundane day in day out stuff that their grown-up kids have to take up. So we're seeing change in that as well. So, I mean, when you've still got it, maybe cherish it.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, well, it's up to you. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Huang Shen.